That's the sound of an ATV springing to life. ATVs are all-terrain vehicles, and here on Cruise Off Island, they earn their name, navigating through mud puddles, up rocky hillsides, over gravel roads, and across black sand beaches. And they're hugely popular out here for both private riders and tourists.
Frequency up and down the road, we probably do about four tours a day, four or five days a week out to the beach. We do about three tours a day up to the top of the cinder cone.
Christian Litton works with Alaska ATV Tours. He says a Forest Service project to resurface much of the road is already making a difference.
The roads being smooth and rebuilt like this really helps out the business. We have less breakdowns, less crashes, because people don't panic when they see big rocks in the road, you know.
The road work is funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. You probably know that better as the federal stimulus bill. Todd Miller is the head of TM Construction, which is doing the work. I'm seated behind him on a two-seat ATV as we bounce across the island through a bright green meadow dotted with brown bears.
Doesn't seem to care too much that we're here, I guess. You see them?
Yeah.
And past the worksite, ending at North Beach. In all, we've traveled about 8 miles of road.
Not all of it will get reconstructed with rock, but sections, we call it spot rocking, sections will be improved as the project moves along here, and hopefully, you know, with the funding available, get as much of the road, you know, in better condition than it was.
Miller is working with more than $500,000 in stimulus money. He employs 6 people at the worksite and says the stimulus funds are critical to the completion of this project.
It's definitely given projects like this an opportunity to exist where possibly the funding wouldn't have become available for it. A lot of recreational projects, it looks like. I guess it's been great to have the work.
The road allows ATV traffic to access North Beach, which is the only beach where ATVs are allowed. Neighboring Shelikoff Beach is closed to all motorized traffic. Both places are expanses of sand so dark that when the surf crashes into the shore, it looks like it's churning up ink. In a place like this, it's easy to forget that there's a construction site nearby. But there is, and a lot of work is waiting just back in the trees.
Traffic and water really take their toll on the surface over time, and a lot of the fine material that was here is just eroded away.
I'm walking down the road with Anne Marie LaPalme, who's the cabin and trails manager for the local office of the U.S. Forest Service. This road is being raised up about 2 feet, and every so often we have to step off to the side because a dump truck is coming through with rocks that it's shuttling between a pit and a backhoe operator waiting at the end of the lifted part of the road. LaPalme is here to check in on the project and see how things are going, but at the moment, she's carrying a roll of pink plastic ribbon.
I'm labeling the inlet and outlet of the culvert that we're going to replace here.
How she finds the culverts is anyone's guess. They're hidden behind thick brush, and after 40 years, there's not much left.
It's totally corroded from the salt and just time.
On we go, down the road, as LaPalme hops off to the right and then to the left, marking the culverts on either side. When this project is all done, this road will be better suited to accommodate the pedestrians, the private ATVs, the bicyclers, and the ATV tours who come through here all summer long. That ATV tour business is run by Ken Rear. LaPalme says Rear, like other tour operators out here, is investing in the road, as well as using it.
He pays to use this area. So some of the money from his fees we're planning to put back into this area in terms of maintenance. So when Todd's done, we'll have a surface that can be maintained into the future. And really, if he wasn't out here with his clients, we wouldn't have that money to put into maintenance.
The project is scheduled for completion within the year. In the meantime, the construction equipment will share this little stretch of highway, along with the bike riders, the hikers, and the ATVs. Reporting from Mud Bay on Cruise Off Island, I'm Ed Ronco.